The best way to eat blueberries. You can eat a cup of blueberries every day and still miss out on most of their benefits, not because the fruit isn't powerful, but because of what happens after you swallow it. How the berries were stored and prepared, what you eat them with, how your digestion works, and even the bacteria living in your gut all influence what your body can absorb and use. What's in a blueberry? Blueberries are beneficial because of antioxidants called polyphenol. Polyphenol are compounds plants produce partly to protect themselves against sun damage and pathogens. The deep blue-purple color of blueberries comes from a particular subclass of polyphenol called anthocyanins. Anthocyanins comprise as much as 80% of the polyphenol content in blueberries. Fresh blueberries typically contain about 90 to 820 mg of anthocyanins per 100 grams, although values vary by species, cultivated variety, growing conditions, and ripeness. For comparison, one retail survey found about 8 to 15 mg of anthocyanins per 100 grams in red table grapes and 46 to 68 mg per 100 grams in black table grapes. In the human body, polyphenol and anthocyanins reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Why what's in them isn't what you get. Anthocyanins have surprisingly low bioavailability. Less than 5% are absorbed intact from the digestive tract, but this figure does not include the many metabolites formed as anthocyanins are transformed during digestion, including modified or colorless forms and breakdown products that tests focused on the original pigment may miss. Much of what is not absorbed in the upper gut reaches the colon, where gut bacteria break it down into smaller phenolic compounds. These metabolites can cross the intestinal lining, enter the bloodstream, and undergo further processing in the liver. In other words, most of the benefit from blueberries may come not from the anthocyanins themselves, but from what your gut bacteria turn them into, which means your microbiome partly determines how much you get out of the same serving as the person sitting next to you. Food structure matters too. A blueberry's skin, fiber, and cell walls can protect anthocyanins from degradation and slow their release during digestion. Processing, such as blending, cooking, and drying, breaks that structure down, which can make compounds easier to release but also exposes them to heat and oxygen that degrade them. What you eat blueberries with can also change the outcome. Milk, evidence on dairy is mixed. In one small study, pairing blueberries with milk blunted the antioxidant boost compared with eating the berries with water. Lab tests in the same study suggested that milk proteins and fat may trap some blueberry compounds, although the exact mechanism remains unclear. Similar chemical changes occur when other fruits and vegetables are stored or cooked. Kara Seidman, a nutritionist and vice president of science and partnerships at ResBiotic Nutrition, told the Epoch Times. Your body will still absorb the healthy parts well. Dairy will not ruin the core health value of blueberries. Iron, in a 2025 study of premenopausal women, eating blueberries alongside an iron dose reduced absorption of non-heme iron, the type found in plant foods. The likely reason is that blueberry polyphenol bind to iron in the digestive tract, making it harder for the body to absorb. Because this evidence is limited, occasional pairing is unlikely to be a major problem, but separating blueberries and supplemental iron by a couple of hours is a reasonable precaution, Seidman said. What happens before blueberries reach your plate matters, too. Light, heat, oxygen, and time all accelerate anthocyanin breakdown. Freezing may be the best storage method. One study found that frozen blueberries showed no measurable loss of anthocyanins over 3 months, whereas conventional cabinet drying reduced anthocyanin levels by 41%. Holistic health benefits. Blueberry polyphenol appear to reduce oxidative stress and inflammation, partly by prompting cells to produce more of their own antioxidant enzymes. A 2024 meta-analysis of 11 trials found that eating blueberries improved blood vessel dilation and slightly lowered diastolic blood pressure, pressure in the arteries between heartbeats. These compounds were found to reduce insulin resistance, lower bad cholesterol, and lower the risk of type 2 diabetes. The brain may benefit too, but evidence is more mixed than headlines often suggest. One trial found that about 1 cup of blueberries per day for 3 months increased blood flow in the anterior cingulate cortex, a region involved in attention and executive functions such as decision-making, planning, and judgment. However, a separate review of 14 randomized trials reached a more cautious conclusion: improved blood vessel function, but no significant overall improvement in cognitive performance. In short, blueberries appear to change blood flow and vascular function in the brain, but that hasn't yet translated into proven, measurable cognitive benefits. There is also emerging genetic research. Studies suggest blueberry compounds can influence AMPK, a cellular sensor that helps cells manage glucose, fat, and energy production. A small study tested whether a daily dose of wild blueberry powder, equivalent to 2 cups of fresh berries, for 12 weeks could change DNA methylation, the chemical tags that help switch genes on or off without changing the DNA itself. Researchers found altered methylation patterns in genes tied to brain signaling, cardiovascular function, and metabolism. Our study provides mechanistic evidence supporting the hypothesis that dietary blueberry consumption may promote healthy aging, at least in part, through epigenetic regulation. Joseph Arbayo, an author of the study and a postdoctoral research scholar at North Carolina State University Plants for Human Health Institute, told the Epoch Times. These findings are promising but remain hypothesis-generating. Larger trials are needed to determine whether the molecular changes lead to measurable health benefits. How to get the most out of blueberries? Seidman offered several tips to preserve the fruit's freshness and beneficial compounds. Refrigerate blueberries unwashed, then rinse them just before eating to reduce moisture that can promote mold and spoilage. Keep frozen berries on hand. Freezing generally preserves most anthocyanins. Eat them raw or use shorter, gentler cooking methods when possible. Cooked or baked blueberries still provide fiber and beneficial plant compounds. People with diabetes should choose whole or unsweetened frozen berries over juice or sweetened products, and account for their carbohydrate content. Blueberries can also fit into a low FODMAP diet in appropriate portions, although individual tolerance varies. Those with iron deficiency may wish to separate large servings of blueberries from iron supplements or iron-rich plant meals by a few hours. The practical priority is eating them regularly in a form you enjoy the most, Seidman said.